Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Heaven saved me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Louder.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Great job. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville for the BG Live pre-party, joined by Meryl Reese himself. Meryl,
hi.
You weren't singing.
We missed you on that.
Well, I don't know those words.
Okay.
It is a deep cut of theirs, that's fair.
Yeah.
Can you hear us? Oh, man.
Oh.
Can you hear us now?
Now I can hear
okay.
you.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
Thanks
there
for turning the ears down, Jack. Appreciate it.
That was just a little past me.
Yeah.
Meryl, it's BG Day, and obviously like one of the greatest Eagles of all time. You, I'm sure, interacted with BG hundreds and thousands of times over the last 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. What is it, when I say Brandon Graham, what is the first thing that pops into your mind, just about him as a person and a player?
Sure, that's it. I smile. Because I have always told people say to me, who's your favorite Eagle? So I start with Ike Reese. But, you know, and Ike is a great guy. And there have been so many great guys over the years. But I will say this, there has never been a greater person than Brandon Graham. And if I'm in the facility in the morning and I bump into BG, my whole day just got better. And that's the truth.
Yep.
He is so uplifting. After a loss, after an injury, it doesn't matter. He's the same. He's always upbeat.
And the thing I loved about him, real quick, Spike, Uncle Meron, you know this. You're around him enough. He's been here 15 years, and he's always been the same.
Yes.
Like, and he's had some tough times. He's seen some adversity. He's gone through some tough seasons. But like you just said, he seemingly always has the same disposition.
Yeah.
He seems to always want to uplift everybody around him.
Right. I mean, the writers nominate and vote for the three best people in the locker room every year.
Yeah.
And this year it was Jordan Mailata, Saquon Barkley, and A.J. Brown. Mm. But the reason they don't vote for Brandon Graham is that it would be him every year.
Yeah. Right. They should just name it after him
at
this point.
They should call it the Brandon Graham Award.
Right.
The BG Award.
I think too,
which I won a couple times. I won that award.
I feel like
sure
I can picture you into that. Yeah. He also talks into tough times, though, Meryl. Like how many times, you know, after a tough Eagles loss, and I'm in that locker room, and guys don't want to talk. Like it's not fun. Brandon, you know, this year he tears his tricep. We get in the locker room. He's already standing there waiting to talk. So, you know, for all this, I agree. The smile is a positive energy. He's also always there through the tough times.
That's how he is.
Yeah.
And it's sincere. That's just, it just comes out of him that way. That's the kind of individual he is.
Is there, outside of the Super Bowl play, we know we've been talking about that all day. That's obviously the greatest play individual that he had. Is there another game or play that sticks out to you when you think about BG?
No, because he made so many big plays over so many
years.
So
long, yes.
And the Super Bowl, because of its significance, that to me is the greatest, the most important play in Eagles history.
Even
more than the Philly-Philly. Because the Philly-Philly, you had a whole half left.
Yeah.
But that was down near the two-minute mark. That changed the game.
Well, and I don't know how you felt in the booth, but I know watching it, I wasn't sure we were winning that game. I mean, you get Brady the ball back in that situation. Brady usually comes through.
By the way,
I
wasn't sure we were winning the game until the ball fell in the end zone.
Nobody was. But you know, the funny thing is, and I don't mean to compliment myself, but the thing I said when you hear the call is the Eagles can really use a turnover here.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
That was it. Yeah. I mean, I just felt it.
Yeah. You spoke it into existence.
No, I didn't do that, but I did. I just felt it. They needed it. That's how big that play was.
Do you ever think you'd be sitting here having called two Eagles Super Bowl wins? I mean, we talk about it sometimes, the fact that we have a couple now, and this felt like prior to the first one, it would be something we would never have. Do you ever just take a step back and say, wow, I was able to call two Super Bowl victories?
I do, but I can honestly tell you before the first one, we didn't know. They were playing the Patriots. It could go either way. There was a big reception at the hotel in New Orleans Friday night before the game. And I went over and talked to Nick, and I don't know if Nick would like me saying this, but he actually turned to me and he said, we're going to win this game. Mm. And I never saw such confidence in a coach. He just looked at me, he said, we are going to win this game. And conversely, I was back and forth tweeting with Andy throughout the playoffs, and he kept saying to me, the Eagles are a really, really good team. I think that Andy felt going into the game, if you looked at the comparative lines, that the Eagles were going to be very tough for them to beat.
Yeah, I tell you, not until they won that conference title game in the Super Bowl did they start to really get recognized for being a dominant team. But you're calling every game. They went through a 16 out of 17 stretch.
Yeah.
That's a pretty impressive run the way we played football this year, defense and running the football.
Absolutely. But you know what? I keep thinking back to that Rams game when Saquon scored late in the third quarter.
Yeah.
I said, there's the dagger. And all of a sudden, I never take out my phone, Spike. I never take it out to ring a game. I just concentrate on the field. But the phone's on silent, but it's buzzing in my pocket and buzzing in my pocket and buzzing, but I'm ignoring it. So, as you know, they came within one Matthew Stafford touchdown pass of losing that game, and that's game, set, match. So the game ends, and I pick up the phone, and it's my wife, Cindy, who had called six times and wrote, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. And thank goodness Jalen Carter made the play that stopped it.
It was real. I actually got nervous when they missed the extra point. I'm like, oh, no, this doesn't feel quite over to me.
But you know what? They missed it as well as he's kicked in the Super Bowls. Jake Elliott missed an extra point at the start of Super Bowl 52.
Oh, no. I remember.
Do you have, as a broadcaster, and you look back at you calling the Super Bowl in 2018 and then you calling the Super Bowl this year, do you have a game that you liked calling better, or you liked how you did in that game better?
I never judge myself.
Really?
I judge myself in the summer when I replay tapes and say, I like this, I didn't like this, I used this word too much, I should have been quicker here. But when the game is on and it's a great game, it's a great Eagles win. I don't think about the broadcast. I've got great scripts. You give me a script like the end of Super Bowl 52. Well, I could have messed that up. because because before that last play, I was scared to death. Now, I wasn't afraid of the Eagles losing that game because I felt, number one, I didn't think Brady had the arm like an Aaron Rodgers who specializes in Hail Marys. And number two, it wasn't one touchdown pass wins the game. It was one touchdown pass and a two-point conversion.
Right.
But I was scared because we were in the corner of the end zone in Minneapolis, and we were 110 yards away from where that play was going to culminate. Mm. And I didn't want to be known as the broadcaster who screwed up the end of the Super Bowl. And, I mean, I was really far. And as that ball went through the air, for some reason, inexplicably, the whole thing slowed down like an NFL film. And I could see it, and I could see Rodney leap up McLeod and touch the ball, and I could see it hit the ground. And then I said whatever I said. I never planned it, but then I just let it all come out. Now, this game was fun. This, for the rest of the country, this was not a very good Super Bowl.
Right, just us.
If you're an Eagle fan, you love it.
We enjoyed it.
Yeah. And by the way, going back to the fact that at the first half, the end of the first half is 24-0, my son Nolan was our researcher, flew in from California, and he's up in the booth, and as the first half ends, he hands me a sheet of paper, and it said, "Dad, don't forget the Patriots trailed the Falcons 28-3.
Yeah.
So I didn't presume anything, but you know what I knew they won? When you have the halftime, which lasts 2.5 hours, and then they come back out for the third quarter, and the Eagles shut them down 1-2-3.
Right.
And I said to myself, Andy doesn't know what else to do.
Yeah.
They're beaten. If Andy can't scheme up a decent first drive in the third quarter, they're dead. And I really felt it.
Well, we look at all the points that we scored in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, but it is really that the defensive performance in the Super Bowl and really from a getting to the quarterback perspective, which was not what they really hung their hat on all year, but watching Patrick Mahomes just running for his life as much as he was, it was just the word that I would use for it is inspired. It felt like they were out to prove a point on that day.
Yeah, he wanted to go home.
Yeah.
And you know what the funny thing is, Spike? The Eagles in Super Bowl 57, Jalen Hurts outplayed Mahomes in that game. Then the Monday night game in the rain at Kansas City, he came from a 10-0 deficit and outplayed Mahomes left and right. And in this case, it was everybody combined, but of course, Hurts was the superior quarterback that day. A lot of things involved, of course, with a great offensive line.
So I remember, I can't remember if it was 2021 or 2022 training camp, but me and Merrill are standing on the sideline. And at that point, I think there was still a lot of questions about Jalen. And I remember Merrill was one of the first people to say to me, like, "No, Elliot, Jalen's going to be very good." So it seems like you were always sure that maybe he wouldn't win a Super Bowl, but you thought he would turn into a guy that they could at least compete and win.
Oh,
with.
I thought he was a franchise quarterback. I loved him
at
Alabama.
What made you so sure? Yeah.
Well, because I followed him at Alabama, and I followed him at Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And I also did a lot of talking with Doug Peterson during his rookie year. And Doug Peterson kept telling me, he said, "There's not a throw he can't make." Mm. I think people vastly underestimated his arm strength. He said he can hit anybody at any point of this field. And also, I watched him develop, and I loved his demeanor. He was never way up after a game boasting, and he was even after a loss. He was unhappy, but he never wavered. He never went down in the dumps or he was so steady, and he is such an even force. And he's so professional about everything. And then I knew how dead. And Doug would say, he's the first person in the building and the last person to leave. He studies. He is so dedicated. You know, the most talented quarterback I've ever seen in my 100 seasons was probably Randall Cunningham. From a sheer standpoint of arm, athletic ability, leaping ability, everything else. But Buddy said to him, "Go out and play, make three big plays a game."
Right.
And that was it. And one time, Sid Gilman, who was the great offensive guru, gave him a tape, and it had three of the best quarterbacks of all time. And he said to Randall, it wasn't a tape, it was film then. He said, "I want you to go home and put this on your projector tonight and watch the way the quarterbacks make their projection. They're progressive, the way they progress through their reads." And he brought back the film the next day, and he said to Sid Gilman, "Boy, this was really great, Coach." But what he didn't know was that Sid had put a little tiny piece of paper a third of the way through the film. And when Randall handed it back to
it was
to
in the
Sid,
same
it
spot.
It was the same spot.
Okay. You don't think that happens with Jalen?
Not with Jalen Hurts. No way.
Merrill, we can't let you go without asking you this. And it's been brought up a few times today. Is the Eagles Mount Rushmore, which would be four heads in Eagles history, players.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Who would you put on yours if pressed?
See, if you're telling me Eagles history, I couldn't do it with four. Because you could not take Chuck Bednarik and Steve Van Buren off of that Mount Rushmore. They were great for that era. You could not take Reggie White off of that Mount Rushmore. You really couldn't. There were so many great players over the years. I mean, there's a whole list of Eagles Hall of Famers, but I mean, the running backs that they've had. Now, I do believe that if you are going into the season for a career, I think Shady McCoy was the best of the bunch, and the record books say that. But then here's Saquon Barkley, who had the best season of any Eagles running back, including spectacular plays. And as a matter of fact, he didn't have to do a lot to win the Super Bowl because he was such a force that he created the mismatch when they said, okay, Jalen, go beat us,
yeah.
And Jalen did. But there have been so many great players over the years. I mean, how can you take those guys off of it? How can you take – look at Lane Johnson, who has been an amazing right tackle for so many years. I mean, outstanding. Great play. Jason Kelsey.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
yep.
I think he should be on it.
Of course.
Yeah.
So if the Mount Rushmore is four – I could probably give you eight.
You know,
that
multiple
sounds like me. I like that.
Yeah.
It's true. Ike,
it's hard to pin Ike down. Ike gives us four different ones throughout the show.
Yeah, well, I would do that too. I mean, listen, if you want to know, I'm a little boy at the time, but I was sitting in the end zone at Franklin Field the day after Christmas in 1960, and the Eagles had a quarterback then by the name of Norm Van Brocklin, who had to do more than the quarterback today because he was the offensive coordinator.
Wow.
He called the plays. He yelled at the players. He was the coach on the field. And that's why I say, you know, he was amazing for 1960. And there have been others over the years. I mean, Ron Jaworski was the player of the year when they went to the Super Bowl after the 80s season. He had an amazing year, too. So but to say four players, I couldn't honestly, and I'm sure the names that I'm forgetting too.
Well, Jalen's certainly working his way up that list.
Well, he's on the way.
Yeah,
absolutely
on the way.
He's on the way.
Sir, I think into the top four. Yeah, I think he's on the way.
On the way.
Well, only because Jalen probably has 10 more years left.
Right.
Right now all the quarterback records are Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
But one day, unless injury plays its a role. Jalen Hurts will be the best and most productive quarterback in the history of the
team. Yeah, I mean, with the Super Bowl ring, he might already be.
Well, Elliott didn't put Reggie White on his. So.
Yeah, I didn't put
You didn't put Reggie White?
No.
Well, I view him as a Packer, Merrill. Like, it's unfortunate.
No.
Well, look, we can't say it's special. BG and Kelsey spent their whole time in the career with the Eagles and then ignore the fact Reggie didn't. I can't have a Mount Rushmore with somebody that's known as a Packer. He's a great player.
He's not known as a Packer.
I think he is known as a Packer.
That was the epilogue. He was for chapters 1 through 10. He was an Eagle.
But I think Reggie might be best known for leaving his
stop.
Agency.
He's not going to stop.
Look, I love talking about this with Merrill. It's a great debate.
Reggie was the greatest defensive player in Eagles history.
I agree. Yeah,
no doubt about it.
I agree. Yeah.
He was to the Eagles what LT was to the Giants.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was that good.
But LT only played for the Giants, right?
Well, yeah, but there are some things you could say about LT off the field. But Reggie was everything you wanted.
He was a great player.
He was a dominant player.
Yeah. Merrill, just tell Elliot to shut up.
It is BG day, though, not Reggie.
But you know what? BG had an amazing career.
Career.
And you know what? I have to tell you, on Thursday, I'm lucky enough to be the commencement speaker for the communication school at Temple when they graduate.
Awesome.
And the one word that I'm going to talk about more than any other is a word that applies to BG as much as any player who's ever put on an Eagles uniform. And that word is resilient. This man has been resilient from the start of his career, throughout the injuries, throughout all the things he does. Resilient. This guy has had an amazing career. And he did it with a smile, and he loved the fans.
Merrill, can't thank you enough for joining us today. It's going to be a special night over
there. The GOAT.
It should be fun.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Merrill.
Yeah, thank you.
There he is, Merrill Reese.
Great Merrill Reese.
The greatest Merrill Reese. You know, this weekend, my dogs got to enjoy their brand-new backyard, which will come with brand new toys from Dogs and Cats Rule, the only place if you want to treat your pets like kings and queens. That's what you got to do. You got to treat your pet. Oh, go ahead.
Two more from my Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Harold Carmichael and Mike Quick.
There you go. All right. There it is. Cannot allow them.
Don't leave out Quick.
You can't. And with your dogs and your pets being outside more, you head over to Dogs and Cats Rule. You'll learn about natural flea and tick prevention because the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule, thanks to the lead dog, George Parenti, can inform you about it, can teach you more. And, you know, toys for outside, all that stuff. But where they really shine is pet nutrition, the top stuff, the best stuff, even the new fresh diets, raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, all that. Supplements, Dogs and Cats Rule, and the best staff ever. There are 7 locations, 5 in Pennsylvania. That is Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, Bluebell, and New Hope. 2 in Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. Uh-oh. Now, first of all, Elliot debating Merrill on Reggie.
So is that what I was listening to?
Yes. It was one of the greatest things of all time.
I was looking at his Ike's face.
Yeah, it was so
I was
good.
Like, uh-oh.
Well, I had to point out because look, I wasn't going to do it, but Elliot started on the Jalen Mount Rushmore thing.
Yes.
And I said, Merrill, he doesn't even have Reggie White on. You should see Merrill's face.
Yes.
Yeah. The text line, a special live text line, is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
All right, we get it. BG on his way to the Colonial Theater.
I think BG's been listening to the radio all day.
He was in the morning show, the midday show, and now he's going to go tonight.
Yep.
Enough is enough.
What's next?
Ike was right. You can't ever disrespect Jeremiah Trotter. I would never disrespect either Trotter, especially if we were to all get together. Ike? Herb in the Northeast.
Always trying to get you and
still waiting
to hang out
with the Trotters, yeah.
Yep. And I'll always go, which Trotters? Like, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter,
all of them.
Actually ran into Trotter on a golf course this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
There was a lot of us out there this weekend for some reason.
Oh, yeah? Playing Eagles out there?
Eagles, Phillies.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You saw your crush out there.
Well, I saw Jack's crush.
Yeah. Well, I saw how you were looking at him at spring training.
I forgot. You're right.
Yeah.
He kept looking at his pipes.
Yeah. You're like, you're a fine-looking guy. A
good-looking man. Yep. There, yes.
What's next?
I forgot about that.
Kids, don't forget that if you want your allowance, you need to take out the bin that holds all the things that we throw away. Corey in Columbus now terrified to use the word trash.
Well, I tell you what, if I got that accomplished, then job well done.
Yep.
We'll never speak about Jeremiah's number like that again.
Poor Corey.
I felt like Brad Lidges.
I felt like I could see Corey as it was happening. What's next?
Just don't ask me about Carson. Just don't ask me about Carson. Just don't ask me about Carson.
Doug Zinner monologue during the phone call.
I feel like when you brought up the Carson thing, I was like, oh, where's this thing?
Nah,
and I feel like Doug was like, no.
Yeah, I asked a good way.
It was fine.
Come
on.
Yeah.
I was just like,
but if we had 10 more minutes with Coach,
we would have got there.
Yeah, we would have got there.
Doug Live?
Yep. Oh, man, I'd love a Doug Live.
Doug
What's
Peterson
next?
Live?
Eagles beat writers? Check. Scott Fransky? Check. Watch her back, a la Abdel Nabi. Triggered spike.
There you go.
Sorry.
All right. I was waiting.
I scrolled down too quickly on my phone.
Well, it's true. Don't you use the word narrative to describe what
we're
doing.
You've been anti-narrative for a long time.
Yeah, the narrative.
You're talking about somebody nervous. I was nervous when Spike started talking. I'm like, oh, Lord.
I love Scott.
I know.
Okay.
But I know you're. Yep. I know how you feel about what we're doing.
Yes.
So you handle that well.
I consider Scott on the inside. So I wouldn't go after him in the same way, unless he says narrative again.
Well, and he wrote a great foreword for ringthebellbook.com.
Yeah. He already wrote it. He can't take it away from you.
He can't take it back.
Yep. What's next?
Sometimes you can just tell when you're in the presence of a lightweight. That's me right now. The beer Julio is holding.
Two beers for Julio before the show tonight. Yeah, he's getting loose. He came over to me and I was like, are you going to be able to make it home?
Somebody's going to get a room for Julio.
Yeah. He is out of control.
What's next?
And I've got one more. Nick Sirianni still giving BG stories after he's off the air.
Dude, he was game.
Pat's Line.
We could have had Nick for an hour.
Oh, he was game. He was game. We got to get him the radiothon.
Yeah.
We need Coach Sirianni. In person, radiothon.
Oh, I like it.
Well, if we're allowed to broadcast from there this year. I know we weren't allowed last year. So. And by the way, the final Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift for your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. The question was, what is the play of this past Super Bowl? The dagger or the Cooper DeJean pick six? The Cooper DeJean pick six, 70.7%.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah. Thank God. Get out of here, Elliot. Get out of here. Battle, thank you for the live text line. No mispronunciations today.
Hey, you know what? I had paused because I thought I mispronounced the Sixers.
Allah.
Yeah.
Abdel Nabi.
Because he's asking me before he came on, like, how to say it.
I was like double checking. Then I thought there's silence and I mispronounced it. And I'm going to look up and they're all going to be looking at me like you're an idiot.
No, it was because you
forgot. We do that anyway,
buddy. Sign off. Yeah.
That's why.
Thanks to everybody. The Great American Pub here in Phoenixville.
Give us a round of applause.
Yeah.
I can't believe I missed Creed.
Dude, it was a great Creed.
And it was so delayed.
Oh, was it?
I heard the delay.
The messages about how screwed up Creed
I don't care. It was great in the room.
For everyone here, it was fire.
Seeing Merrill's face during it, he was like, what is the hell is this?
You don't think he's a Creedsman?
No. He will be next time. We'll get him to sing next time. Thanks for listening. BG Live tonight, and we will talk to you tomorrow on the station, on the show. Thanks for listening.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay.